Hello, hello, hello. How y'all doing? It's your girl, the Goddess Queen. It's another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit here. Today we are going to talk about a very, very interesting topic. Today we're going to talk about transhumanism. So first I want to start off with explaining to some of y'all what transhumanism is, and we'll go from there. Transhumanism, okay, is the next level of our human evolution, okay? Transhumanism is the act of transforming our human essence, our human energy, into another form. Because as you all know, energy cannot be destroyed, okay? It can only be transferred or created, okay? So once something with energy is created, which we are balls of energy, it cannot be destroyed. So we can die, but we cannot technically be destroyed. Our consciousness is not destroyed. One thing that we have learned over our years of study, especially recently, within the past couple years, is scientists have learned that come to an understanding within the science world that as humans, we do not actually die as our consciousness. Our consciousness is actually re-downloaded back into a big consciousness pool almost. So basically what that means is we go back where we came from. Now, they might not know exactly where we came from, but all they know is that our consciousness goes back to wherever that consciousness came from. And from our understanding, it's a big consciousness pool or a pool of souls. Because everything that we have in history tells us from all of our ancient stories, our ancient civilization understandings, all tell us of an underworld, okay? All of the information that we have left over from my ancestors tells us each religion, each different group of people all talk about an underworld, a deep, dark area, and they all talk about a light world, which is a higher level, okay? Now, when they talk about the dark underworld, they talk about different layers. Most of us know the main layer or the understanding to be hell, right? But there are levels to hell. There's not just one part of hell. There are several different parts of hell. There's not just one level of heaven. There are several different levels of heaven. One way that we can understand that there are several different levels of heaven is in the Bible, and hell is both introduced in the Bible. In the Bible, we are told that Satan fell from very high. Okay? We are also told that Satan and his followers lived in a level that was under God's throne room. So they were basically second to God, okay? And that's why his head got so big, because they lived in a realm that was so much greater than ours. And for us to be so prized, for us to be his prized possession, for Adam to be one of the most important things to him, for our people to be so important to him, it's very hard for Satan and his followers to understand in his area. Now, one of the biggest things that you can learn and understand is that God gives us dominion, okay? Each person or each, let's say, major deity or major person or major creator God in these stories is given dominion over a specific time or a specific land area, okay? And they will have dominion over this land and this time for so long. Now, the reason why I brought this up is because this ties into our transhumanism in regards to an idea of it being the mark of the beast. Now, transhumanism is something that's happening very fast. Already we have companies like Google and Tesla and Ford making robots and A1s. Now, quickly, I'll explain to you the difference between a robot and an A1. A robot is a product that is programmed to do a specific function. So it is a machine that is programmed to perform a specific task or a specific function. With that being said, that is their job, basically. That is what they do. So if Ford builds robots to make
and use on its assembly line to make cars. Those robots have been programmed for a specific task. And that's all they'll ever know and understand. The difference between those robots and AIs is that an AI is artificial intelligence. AI is the brain of the computer world. AIs pull from the whole world of internet and technology that we have. And they work off of a beehive mentality. As far as we can tell. They have already started making robots and AIs. Companies like Tesla and Ford and Google are implementing these into everyday life. It is stated by 2030, which is 10 years from now, give or take 11 to 10 years from now, they want there to be a robot in every home in some form or fashion. So whether it's a little robot that helps you with your everyday sweeping like Roombas, Roombas are the beginning of transhumanism. Roombas or iRobots are the robot vacuums that go around your house and vacuum your floor for you without needing to. You just program them. They program themselves to not hit any walls, to go around all the things in your house and all your furniture and clean your floor. That's the task that it has been programmed to do. We already have Echoes, our Echo Dots, and our Google Play, our Google. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Excuse me. I am so sorry. But I'm talking about our Google Home systems and our automated voice systems that we can ask to do anything. For example, Siri or Fire TV, Amazon Fire. These Echo Dots, these Google Homes, these little speaker systems, they're robots. Those are artificial intelligence. Those little Google Homes and speakers that they're trying to get everybody to get, I don't know if you all have noticed, but they were giving away Echo Dots and Google Homes with everything. If you subscribe with something, you got a free Echo Dot or a free Google Home. They're just giving them away like hotcakes. They want it to be in everybody's home. They want everybody to experience it. So what they're stating is by 2020, they want a robot in every home in some capacity. With that being said, that does cut out a lot of jobs for us humans. If I'm not mistaken, the number was more so of 800 million jobs. Being replaced. 800 million jobs being replaced by robots in different sectors, in different job fields. And here's the thing, no job field is exempt from this. Most job fields can benefit from this, literally. I was just looking on National Geographic. Website. National Geographic is very good with the movement and the forthcoming and the advancement of our civilization, our world as humans as we know it. One of the things they're looking at is how to use artificial intelligence to help our universe, to help nature, because we are so worried about moving our bodies to the next level. We're not even thinking about using it to help with our nature, to use it to help with the world as we know it. Which is what we should be doing, using it to help do things like reverse global warming and climate change, to reduce the effects of pollution that we've made on this earth, to reduce the decline of trees that we are having and things of this nature that we need for substance. But no, what we're focused on is how to evolve ourselves as humans. All right. So with that all being said, let's go back to this transhumanism thing on top of it and what they all, how they all tie in together, how those two things tie in together. So we're talking about AIs and how AIs are the next, have been the movement. So artificial intelligence is our highest level of intelligence currently at this moment. Okay. Artificial intelligence is in the process of actually teaching itself more and more each day. They have artificial intelligent products, robots that sit and talk to each other, and together they grow, sit and talk to themselves, and they grow. They look within themselves and their beehive, and they find the information that they need. And they know that information by themselves from their catalog of information. And the fact that artificial intelligence can teach itself is scary as well, just because the fact that it can continue to grow and grow and grow. But let's talk about what that artificial intelligence even means. In a country in Asia, I think it's in Asia. If it's not in Asia, it is in just the eastern part of the world. So let's just say the eastern part of the world. One of those countries over there has actually given one of the AIs, her name is Sophia. If you want to do any research on Sophia, you definitely can. But Sophia is the first AI to actually be given citizenship in a country out east. So on the eastern side of the world, one of these smaller countries has given her, Sophia, the AI, citizenship. So now AIs are being given citizenship. We are literally one step from a world that we see in these movies every day. We watch these movies about the end of the world, about all these fighting heroes, about the Marvel and the DC and all of this. And we're literally moving into one of those worlds. And we're going to start changing things. Things are going to change fast, and people just have to be ready for them. Another part of that is we are introducing 3D printing into our world. Everybody will have a 3D printer in their home in about 10 years. So about 2030. 3D printers literally give you the ability to 3D print a product. So you will physically be able to copy a product. Literally, you copy a piece of paper, you put the product or the item under the 3D printer, and the 3D printer creates another one. Now, 3D printing is another form of a robot. And 3D printing is already going to extreme levels. Countries like Dubai have set themselves up to get to the point where they are 3D, they have already started 3D printing buildings. So countries like Dubai and in Africa are 3D printing whole buildings with 3D printing machines. That's how advanced our world is. That's how much we are changing. These self-driving cars that you're hearing about and this VR virtual world experience is all transitions to transitioning us into transhumanism. Now, at this point, the reason why we're moving into transhumanism is because scientists have learned and understood that as humans, we're not going to be able to survive or last on this earth forever. Eventually, this earth is either going to be impaled into the sun, or we are just going to die because of a shift or change in the earth. But from what we can tell, and from our scientific information, at some point in our future, in our near future, so we're not saying a couple hundred years, we're talking just in general, a couple thousand, just in general, our near future of the world, a lot nearer than you would expect. We could be either hit by meteors. We could be impelled into the sun. We could be thrown off of our rotation. We could be invaded. That's another thing that they think could happen. There could be another great flood. One of the interesting things about that is each civilization that we know has ended in a certain type of way. When I say that, there have been times or eras of human existence. Each era has had its time. For example, the Old Testament is the only record that we actually have of almost a full story of the time before Noah. The time before Noah and his family's reign on earth was the old world. That was one of the eras. That old time, that era, was destroyed by water. The Mayans say that another world was destroyed by jaguars. There's another world that was destroyed by, I think, rocks or impalement of rocks or, you know, meteor, the earth, something of that nature, meteor showers. There is one of fire as well. And then there's another one. There's five, to be exact. Five eras. We're supposed to be moving into the last era, or already in the last era of our understanding, which is what the Mayas understood. So with that being said, we know as humans that our evolutionary track is coming to an end. History repeats itself. So eventually, there are a few things that are going to happen. We as humans are going to evolve, and we're going to need somewhere to live, because Earth is not going to be conducive to our body anymore. This body that we have here was made to survive specifically in Earth's atmosphere. It will not survive anywhere else but in Earth's atmosphere, and an atmosphere similar to Earth's. So the only way that we as humans are going to be able to evolve or to live or to survive in any other place but Earth, we have got to either transform a whole planet to something that would be ours, that would be like our planet, or we would have to adapt to a whole nother planet or area. And that is what they are working on. You have noticed for a long time, space, NASA has been going up there and trying to find new planets. But why? Well, that's because they're trying to find a place where we can live as humans, another world like Earth that we could live on, because there are multiple universes, there are multiple planets. There's got to be a planet that we can live on. So they're going through and they're trying to find all planets that they can find, and find one that's conclusive, that's at least close. The closest thing they found in our solar system is Mars, which is why they are working on Mars. They have actually pushed forward their research when it comes to that. By 2021, if I'm not mistaken, the first full functioning space station with people on it will be active. So within this next decade, within this next 10 years, we will have, and they're already up there at the space station. They don't live there full time. If I'm not mistaken, right now, they live there about 6 months on, 6 months off type of deal. Don't quote me on that. I can't remember to be exact, but they are only there at the space station for a certain amount of time. Okay. But what they want to do is they have actually recruited whole families, whole groups of people, to colonize Mars. And that is the next track for us as humans, to colonize Mars. So you never know, eventually one day they might be moving all of us to Mars. They might be moving some of us to Mars. There might be a thing where the rich people live on Mars and the poor people live still on Earth. That could be it. That is unfortunate. We could have a Hunger Games thing going on. It is unfortunate. But it is what it is. It is the way it looks like the world might go. If the rich people or the people that can afford it or the people that know people can all get to Mars and colonize Mars. Because let's just be real, we live in a world of colonizers. So if they're gonna colonize Mars just like they did America and everywhere else, let's do it, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to afford a trip to Mars. So we'll see, though. We'll see. But that's one of the things on the books there that they're doing. So with the transhumanism thing, let's reel this all back into the transhumanism thing. Since they know that we're not going to be able to survive here on Earth, what have they been doing, guys? They have been working on transforming the human body. Now, we know that they have been working on cloning for a very, very, very long time, okay? Cloning has been the it of things. They've been, the first thing we heard about cloning was them cloning the sheep. I can't remember her name, but she had a name. I think it was Dolly. But they cloned a sheep. And she's a successful clone. That was the first clone that they ever made. Now that they understand cloning a bit, they've moved into transhumanism, which is the idea of transforming or evolving the human body. One of those things is they want to mix the human body with this robot world. They have already begun making a product, a soluble form that they can input into our body. It's a form of metal that is a fluid that basically moves intravenously like blood through our veins or fluid through our bodies. So they have come up with a liquid form of metal already that can move and bend with the body. They have made so many advancements when it comes to prosthetics. It's to the point where they are making full automatized, fully functional, fully ergonomical, human-like limbs. Now, a little bit ago, they made the first ergonomic human movement robot. This robot moves just like a human. You know how robots move more like like if you could see me, I was doing the robot but they move instead of like that, like us. So these robots can do push-ups, they can move their hands up and down, they can blink their eyelids, they can move their feet, they can move their legs, they can bend down, they can stand up. They can move in ways that we would have never thought that they could move previous to this. With that being said, there are so many people out here that need these limbs. There are already a lot of partly mechanical people. And they're getting to the point where they're saying, if we could just replace it with something that is going to work versus something that doesn't, why wouldn't we? So, for example, in the future, you could have mechanical eyes. You could have computer eyes, robot eyes. To where if you lose your eyeball, instead of walking around with the pouch or with your eyes closed, or if you go blind, you can have an animatronic eye. You lose your arm or your finger, you can have an animatronic arm or finger. If you lose your tongue, we can give you an animatronic tongue. because of things that we might be able to do here. And that's what they love. The idea of being able to make us immortal. It's always been the goal of humans. It's always been something that they have strived for, especially since the life expectancy of humans has changed in such a drastic way. This fight towards transhumanism is about more for them than just that. For these Teslas in this world and things of that nature, this is more about transforming the world and evolving the humans to another level. Now, if we want to talk about conspiracy, everything is aligned right now. And if you pay attention to anything and understand anything to this consciousness, you'll know and understand that definitely we are coming to an end. And things like this is what introduced us to things like the Mark of the Beast. Now, to me, it's my understanding. I agree with the thought process that transhumanism could be the mark of the beast. That is them implanting those implants into our arms that allow us to be able to be read by just scanning our arm, or be able to make payments or transactions by just scanning our hand. We are moving into very dangerous waters, people. Your knowledge and your alliance in this world is very important. So learn as much as you can. Do as much research as you can. Become a Renaissance person. We all must become true learners in this world and truly understand what is out there. The fact that we have found more information about our world than we have found in any other time within the past 20 years, that we have found in any other time, well, let's say the past 30 years, that we have found within any other time in our existence is sad. We need to speed it up because there are so much more things that we need to learn before we are completely turned into a world where it's literally robots and humans. Now, that might still happen. We might be living in a Jetsons world soon, and that's what they've always told us. They've made the first flying car. It's expensive, and they don't have too many of them. I think there's only one. There was only one in production at one point. But this flying car will literally pick up, the wings go out, and it literally picks up. That changes the game. Because there will be sky highways eventually. Sky highways, guys. We are moving into interesting water. Within the next 10 years, we are going to see advancements that we never even thought, we never even could understand. So be ready. This world is going to change and evolve. And what side do you want to be on? Okay. It's going to be some of us that take the evolution and take it to the highest level. And it's going to be some of us that retreat and go back to the old times. So we have to understand as a human being, as a human understanding, what it is that we want to achieve and coming together as a species. Not a race, it's a species is what's needed right now. Transhumanism is on the rise, so do your research and understand what it is, because pretty soon it's going to be implemented into our everyday lives. I thank you all so much for joining me for today's topic. I know it was loaded and I know it was a lot, but it was interesting. And we have so much more to talk about, so many more things and advancements in this world and this earth that a lot of people don't know about that it's time to expose and to talk about. So get your knowledge up, okay? Get your things up. And I will drop another tidbit. For any of you all that follow the stock market, start paying attention to the stock market. Some interesting things are happening to the stock market, and we will see something like 2008's crash happen again very soon. So it's time to start making some big moves. But either way, thank you all so much for joining me again for today's episode. Stay tuned for the next episode. Follow us on Facebook, Mind, Body, Soul, Spirit Podcast. Please follow, like, review. That's how you can support me. I do this all from just the grace of me. So if you do want to support me, go follow, like, or share to somebody. I'd be so grateful. Y'all have an amazing day. finish up this weekend strong so we can start this week off amazing. Namaste. Ashe. Amen.